Hello, it's Monday, March 27th. You're listening to the DreamStation.cc video game show. What a start, huh? I am your host, Chris, and this is show number 49. Check out our website, www.dreamstation.cc, for news, reviews, interviews, forums, podcast feeds, and our downloadable show archive. If you would like to send us an email, send us some audio, nobody has lately, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. With us today, we have Bob.
Mankato.
We have Keith.
Panico.
And we have Phil.
God, I suck with Photoshop.
Yes, you do. What is Panito from?
Panico.
Oh, panic.
That's where I steal your card and put it in my hand.
Dinomite.
Beera.
These are all cards taken from the Bang card game. So for those of you who have played Bang, you get the joke. For the 99% of you who haven't played Bang, it's a good game. Go pick it up. It's about 10 bucks. So this week, we're going to chat about some things here. It's another slow news week. I'm warning you now. New at DreamStation.cc, the Godfather review for the Xbox, Sony stuff, Star Force, forum question, and our mailbag.
Mailbag.
Next topic.
What should we use for intro music? How about some Cannibal Corpse off their new CD, Kill? Is that legal?
I don't see why not.
Just play an instrumental part and claim it as yours.
So last week we started this new thing where we're going to go like the top three games we played during the past week. I guess I'll go first. So I got Dungeons and Dragons Online, Tetris DS, and Need for Speed Most Wanted for the 360. Bob, since you're sitting here.
I played D&D Online, sat and watched Keith play Godfather, and that was really funny.
Mootsy.
Then I played like three different board games yesterday.
Yes, we played many board games. Phil, what have you played in the last 7 days?
World of Warcraft for a few hours and whatever that very old Burnout was that you gave me for my Xbox.
Yes, the original Burnout, I believe.
Yes, it's still entertaining.
And Keith, what were you playing here?
Godfather, D&D Online, and board games. I've played about 3 hours of video games. Moving up in the world.
If anybody cares, I could probably give a review of the Monster Game Link 400X component video cables and the Lightwave 100X optical digital audio.
So we have a bonus review this week. All right, so give it a thumbs up or thumbs down.
It was okay. I had to do the...
All those words...
I had to do the flash focus to get the video to look a little better. The sound was good.
So do you recommend spending a bunch of money on it or not?
I don't know. If you can get it on eBay pretty cheap. I got both of them together just under 50 bucks, so I think it was worth it.
So $50 for eh.
Yeah.
You're the target video game buyer, by the way.
Oh, I also played Mighty Rodent, available at Reflexive Games.
Mighty Rodent, any good?
It's all right for being free.
I guess, first of all, since we've done what we were all playing, is sorry about last week's show. It was uploaded very late. I think it was arrived somewhere on Friday. CNC got sick. And has been sick and is still currently sick. He's not going to die or anything. We won't have a video game death because of it. But we broke 6,200 listeners somehow.
Seriously?
Yeah.
When did this happen?
Normally we have like 4,000, 4,600. Two shows ago, so that would be the 13th of March. That would be the second interview with Scott Lance. So I'm thinking Scott Lance has a stadium filled of family or something. Because to go from 4,600 to 6,200 is pretty big. So somehow, somewhere we got pimped. Hopefully you guys are sticking around and enjoy the show.
I logged on to every single computer at school and downloaded it with a unique IP on every single one of them.
Oh, that explains our listeners.
I killed a man.
What?
I mean, I downloaded the show as well.
Could also be because that Gamers Daily podcast is kind of gone belly up. I don't know. We'll see. So welcome aboard if you're new. We mentioned last week that a lot of this in the housekeeping is going to be a recap of last week, so it's going to be a little bit longer than normal. We mentioned how there was the rumor going around that Dell was going to buy Alienware, and it's official. Dell did a press release. Speaking of Dell, they just released the XPS. Who's clicking?
I'm trying to call Dell tech support.
By chittering?
Instead of talking to the Arab, we're now talking to aliens.
Chitter, chitter, squeak, squeak. They released the XPS 600 Renegade, so you can get some sweet Dell gaming PC if you spend $10,000. Yes, it's $9,960 to be exact.
Sorry, I just shit my own brain out.
Oh, oh, God, my brain! I'm Mootsy!
We're going to get to Mootsy in a minute.
What model did you say it was? The
XPS 600 Renegade.
The new b***er 3000.
The spoiled rich kid 700.
Exactly. This computer will be $2,000 next year.
It's got some, like, quad SLI NVIDIA 7 something. Who cares? Right, exactly. Battlefield 2 still gets about 30 frames per second with everything set on low. Oh, God, and Doom just is still too dark. Anyways, the Revolution. It's going to emulate Genesis and TurboGrafx-16 games. See what we waited for? Because, dude, I haven't gotten enough Sonic.
No, I have to say, though, that was totally from left field. I did not expect that. Altered Beast, here I come.
Bonk's Adventures.
Golden Axe.
Zoom. You had Zoom.
Oh, yeah, I did. What the was that?
Blizzard has postponed Ghost indefinitely as it looks to the next generation of systems. So this whole Blizzard has had this Ghost game. It was going to be kind of a stealthy FPS sort of deal, maybe third person, I don't remember. This one was like kind of sort of done, and then they bumped it back, and then they bumped it back, and now it's kind of been put on pause. Basically, it's not sellable apparently, but or more likely the game just sucked and it wasn't going to sell anything, so they were just like, yeah, let's just stop. I have to say, though, I don't think Blizzard has ever released a crappy game, so if they're stopping it, there must be actually a good reason.
Okay, I'm on the Dell website, and I can't spec this thing out at all. I don't have any options. It looks like a package deal. Whatever they put in it is what you get.
Well, what are you going to do? Pick something better? They already put everything the best in it.
It has really big ports.
It gives you three different processors
ports.
You can
three different
from.
Size ports.
Oh, the Video Game Voter Network. We talked about it last show. They had 10,000 members sign up in the very first week, and something like 20,000 emails have been sent to local politicians, which is actually pretty good.
I'm sure they're going to love that.
Average gamer age is 30, so good job. Keep going. They're going to have to listen. Last week was also a pretty good week if you are a gamer. The Godfather, Oblivion, Metroid Hunters, and the Call of Duty patch for the Xbox 360. It's been released. Multiplayer is now supposedly fixed. I haven't tried it because I really don't care at this point because I've moved on to other games because it's taken them 4 months to address the issue that should have been available from launch. And I mean, I'm lucky to play a game a month, let alone 4 months, so I guess better late than never. But and lastly, in our housekeeping section, I would like to welcome the folks from the Land of Oz to the next generation of gaming, because the Xbox 360 is launched down under. So in Australia, it's available as of March 23rd, I want to say. So maybe that's who they were addressing the Call of Duty patch for. It's for you people in Australia who weren't lucky enough to... 4 months is new to you. It's like Nick at Night programming. If you haven't seen them, it's new to you.
It's like TBS Superstation for those without real cable. Sweet. Roadhouse is up.
Next topic.
Let's go to New at Dream Station. We have one new thing this year. We've only done one thing this entire year. Midway Arcade Treasures for the PSP.
Next topic.
And jumping into our review here, Godfather for the Xbox. It's out for the Xbox, the PlayStation, and I think the PC. The Xbox 360 version comes out, I want to say, July. Precede this with the notion that EA has been reportedly lost $800 million on this game because it cost $10 or $20 million to develop, and it was delayed. And the fact that it was delayed pushed it past the holiday season, so that lost potential sales there. Plus, it made their stock prices take a 5% hit. And then finally, the game cost $40 instead of $50, so it was harder to recoup the losses. So $800 million, that's kind of a lot of almost
wow.
$1 billion.
Wow.
Keep that in mind during this
game.
Review.
It's not. Wow. Wow.
They're just going to have to sell that many more roster updates 2007s.
All right, Keith, take it away, Mutsy.
What am I doing?
A review of Xbox version of Godfather.
Xbox version of Godfather. It's pretty much Grand Theft Auto, more customizable and a bunch of Dagos. You can actually make your guy what you want him to look like, and you can customize him and make him fat, thin, the mess with his head. They have all the kinds of advanced things where, like,
Could you give him a fro, and could you give him a broken nose and moles all over his face and a sunken-in lip and chin, and then give him, like, a cleft palate so his speech is all impaired?
Yes, and name him Mutsy? Yes,
him
that's
talk
exactly
like
what you should do.
Hi, boss. I'll defend you, Don Corleone.
Okay, and enough of those questions. Can you have sex with a really hot Italian chick?
Not that I know of.
Come on, the thing that everybody wants to know.
We killed two hookers in a hotel room, though.
An accident. It happens.
They just ran into my fist.
I was holding my bat. They charged headlong into it. And now their bleeding stumps are wrapped in the tarp in the back of my car.
I thought the point of the game was to choke people, based on last week's show.
Yeah. You can choke people.
You know, I didn't do the choke.
No, but Chris made a guy named Mutsy who was just ridiculous. And he was just didn't even, like, start really playing the game. Just started beating people in the street and killing people and running people over. And the cops were everywhere, and it was,
I felt accomplished because I jumped in, I killed, like, two cops, I started driving around, and Keith's like, dude, you got 5 stars already. I've never had 5 stars yet, and I've been playing for 2 days.
Can I say something, though? I have to say that this game has the best stats of any single game I've ever seen. Heat, Vendetta, and Respect are the meters that you're concerned with. just so you know.
But for the gameplay, save for when you fight, it goes into like a fight night mode where you target onto him with the L trigger, and then if you take the right analog stick and you move it around from like the bottom to the left, you'll throw a left hook. If you just push forward, you do a jab. If you swing it around to the right, you do a right hook. Then when you grab him, based on how you punch there, you do different kind of punches. And the executes are really fun, especially if you got guns.
Especially if it's a woman walking down the street minding her own business.
She said something that wasn't nice.
She said, "You have no chin there, Mutsi." Okay, take this.
I'm not Mutsi, but she said something that wasn't very nice to me. So I hit her in the gut with a shotgun
and left her to bleed in the street.
Whoop, whoop, this game's not for you.
I left her as a lesson to all those others that would disrespect me. The weapons, they have different executions. So like with the shotgun, you hit him in the gut with the butt of the rifle and hit him in the face and he falls on the ground. And then you just put the shotgun in his face and shoot him. With the pistols, you pistol whip him, then put the gun in the back of his head and just blow his brains out.
It was really cool.
From the very little bit that I played, the fighting and the aiming system was 100 times better than Grand Theft Auto. And Grand Theft was a really good game, but that was the biggest flaw I found with it, was that the actual fighting kind of sucked.
That's what I said. It's like Grand Theft Auto, but it is much, much, much better. Everything about it. The fighting hand-to-hand is better. Shooting is better. It's free-for. It's like, you know, the free-for-all like
sandbox game where you can do the missions or not, you mean?
As you earn respect, you can level up your stats.
That's sweet.
So, like, you can shoot better. You do more damage punching people. That kind of stuff.
I came very close to wanting to buy a system just to play this game from watch. I mean, I was able to sit there and watch Keith play it for like an hour. I didn't even care. It was so entertaining.
You can go extort businesses. Joey's Bakery down the street. You go over there, you walk into Joey's Bakery, you beat the hell out of Joey, you destroy his shop until he is convinced, you know, pay you tribute, your protection money. And then some of the shops have like rackets in the back. You
like
know.
Tennis?
The casino is upstairs in the back room, and a different gang owns the casino. So there's other family members, a different family outside guarding it. So I would just hop in a car, and I'd drive down the street, and then I'd see him. So I'd just drive up on the sidewalk and run him over, hop out, whip out the shotgun, and just start blowing people away as they're walking out the doors. Based on what rank you are amongst the mob, you have to pay tribute to the family. And then you can go on contract hits. And you get bonus points for how you want to kill him. So you go talk to Abe Vigoda, and he gives you, you know, he's like, "Yeah, we need you to go whack this guy."
What candy? They took my candy.
Abe Vigoda's the guy that gives you all the contract hits. Pretty much follows the movie, but they worked your character into it, making him a lot more important than what he would really be. But it's just a very fun game. If you like Grand Theft Auto and the way it played, then this game, you'll definitely love this game because it plays a lot better. It's not for kids. Emilio will go eat if you try to buy it and you're under 18.
The Mafia's not for you! Whoop, whoop!
What was wrong with it?
It's hard to drive. I drive a lot because it's my main weapon when taking out the guards outside the place.
So out of 10, what would you give this guy?
I would probably say like a 9.5.
Wow. So is this the best game you've played in a very long time? Is it the best game you own?
For console? Easily.
Wow. That's high praise.
I like Mafia stuff anyway. I own all the Mafia movies and that. And Grand Theft Auto was a fun game. This game just basically took Grand Theft Auto and made it better.
Next topic.
Sony stuff. The PlayStation 3 will ship region-free for games. In English, that means that you can import Japanese titles and play them on your United States PlayStation. And aside from the fact that you won't be able to play them because you can't read anything, they'll work just fine. DVDs are supposed to be still locked out by region, so you can't get Nightwatch, which is the Russian kind of good versus evil movies that they're on part two of. And it's just coming out in the States, so you'll still have to attain them through unscrupulous methods via Blackbeard. And even when you do that, you realize that the thing is subtitled in the wrong language. So you still can't watch it, and then you have to delete them and wait anyways. Just hypothetically, of course. I forget where I was even going with that, so we'll just move on. Sony is done producing the PS1, so they've stopped producing PlayStations.
Just now?
Yes.
Wow.
But they've officially decided that there is no more?
They've stopped that one guy from working on them. One thing, though, it would kind of have sucked if you were little Jimmy and last Christmas. You got the Christmas, and you were expecting a 360, and you open it up, and clueless grandma got you a PlayStation 1, and like Crash Bandicoot. Also, Sony, the boomerang is dead. They're They're redesigning that controller so you don't have to use that crazy silver boomerang thing.
Does that even count as a redesign? I mean, it never was out to begin with. This prototype sucks. Better make a new one.
Sony's Phil Harrison has come out and said that the PlayStation 3 shortage is inevitable. It's coming out in November, and we know this.
Oh, we know it's inevitable. Blah, 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 blah. So make more systems. What's so hard about that?
Why not have it released now? It's released. It's out. We have one of them, and we're using it. It's out. We'll make more. You should be able to buy them sometime next year, but it's out. Harrelson went on to say that in-game ads are an important part of the future of the PS3. You pay a ton of money for this thing. Let's ballpark it at about $600.
Okay.
To get a console, maybe a game, maybe a controller. And then in addition to that, you pay $60 for a game. In addition to that, you can't buy them because a shortage is inevitable. In addition to that, you get in-game ads. Just like at the movies where you pay your $7 and have to watch advertising anyway, it's the same deal.
And I continue to just not want a Sony PlayStation 3 in my house.
Next topic.
Star Force. Don't buy games that use Star Force. Thank you.
Next topic.
More info here is that the company FutureMark found that the protection driver from Star Force, so Star Force again is a CD copy protection. So you got like your safe disk, secure ROM. Star Force puts like invisible drivers on your system that are hard to get rid of and that you don't know is running. Almost malware or spyware, actually. This one specific protection, actually, the driver sits at such a low level that if it thinks you're copying games or trying to break the Star Force CD protection, it will reboot your machine. So you're just sitting there, and it's like, this dude's trying to pirate. Reboot, and your machine reboots.
Shady.
So the Russians over at Star Force have responded, and they said, oh, there's all these issues because the Russian mafia are the ones being hurt by the copy protection. So they stir up these rumors.
Wait. The Russian mafia is the one being hurt by the copy protection?
If the Russian mafia was being hurt, you asses would be dead by now.
Mutsi goes around breaking heads, making copies of the Godfather game. Yeah, they said that because the Russian mafia has a very big piracy ring, so Star Force is actually hurting their business because games with Star Force are unbreakable or something.
They're unbreakable because nobody owns them. You can't put them up on BitTorrent.
You can't break what you can't touch. I know that I had one game, like, I had some game that had Star Force, and I couldn't even install the game.
Chaos League, I reviewed. It's more of a European thing. Blind Lara International Cricket 2005. We all have that one, right? Dead to Rights for the PC. Domination for the PC. Freedom Force vs. the Third Reich. That was the one that I actually had to suffer through Star Force to actually play. Icewind Dale, Heart of Winter, Killswitch, King Kong, Soldier's Hero, World War II, Splinter Cell 3, Chaos Theory for the PC. Good job there, Ubisoft. Star Force, boycott it with all your mites.
Next topic.
All right, we are down into our forum question. Poll topic was, are you planning on buying the game Bully from Rockstar Games? And if so, what age are you? So it was yes, under 17, yes, over 17, no under 17, no over 17. The overwhelming majority, 56% of the votes, said, no, I'm not buying Bully, and I'm over 17 years old. There was a tie for yes, I'm buying it, and I'm over 17, so I'm a legal adult and I'm buying the game, and no, I'm not buying it, and I'm under 17. Those were both tied at 17%. And lastly, yes, and I'm under 17, so I probably shouldn't be buying this game.
You kind of ostracized the 17-year-old listeners, though.
We don't have any. Here's the deal. Tom wasn't around to do this week. The reason Tom wasn't around to do this week, here's the story behind this. Tom is living in the same city as Keith currently. Tom is also still going to school trying to do his thing. Tom has a roommate. Said roommate is not the smartest guy in the world because he got mixed up with some sort of drug dealer, and drug dealer is now mad at him. Drug dealer was just arrested the other day, and when they were impounding drug dealer's car, they found some stuff in his back seat that led him to the cops to believe that there was recently a beating that the drug dealer has dispensed, like photographs of the dude and like some nasty tools and stuff in the back seat. So Tom's like, you know what?
The lady was walking down the street and she said something to me. I had no choice but to beat her to death and leave her there.
She didn't show respect.
Mutsi gave her the old boot to the head. So Tom's like, you know, dude, you're dumb and I'm really too close to graduating and actually making money to deal with crazy drug guys shooting up the house at random hour of the morning. So he's living on a mattress in University Heights in one of his friend's apartments.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah, he's sleeping on the floor of a...
All right, I'm going to have to call him and invite him over.
Yeah, my PC is at the house, so I don't have time to do the forum thing. Because random drug dude who's supposedly in jail is going to break out and kill my roommate, and I'd rather not be home when that goes down.
I'd rather not be there.
So what I was trying to get Tom to do is make sure that his friend is always carrying a Nintendo DS. This way we can, like, dude, the first case of Tetris DS killing anyone in a video game-related death as drug
Even
dealer.
Even better, he should put it in his breast pocket like the Old West guys, and when he gets shot, it'll save him.
All right, so this is from Pezinator. Truth be told, playing a game where you play a bully, picking on and beating up other lesser folk, like drug dealer with Tom's roommate, seems a lot more subdued than, say, shooting other players dead or sneaking up behind them and garroting them. I'm probably not going to buy this game for one reason. It doesn't appeal to me, but I can see why it was created and why it will sell well.
Here, I'll read RogueFan99. I must be living under a rock, because I've barely heard anything about this game for the fact that a certain Bumblefoot, who is insignificant, was standing outside Rockstar with his only friends, all imaginary, claiming that this game would cause the end of the world. I'm really over Rockstar games, play GTA games and love Vice City, but more for the setting than the gameplay. San Andreas, okay. The Warriors was okay, but nothing sensational. What I have seen of Bully hasn't really interested me. I might check out this, but it's nowhere near the top of my want list. Doesn't matter anyway, I live in Australia and it'll be banned here.
This one's from Green Monkey. Green Monkey says, no, I wouldn't buy it only because I think it kind of sucks. I mean, lots of games these days involve getting a hero, giving him a weapon, and telling him, go! What happened to games like Myst? Great story, deep plots, tons of puzzles, great music, and cool cutscenes. Tupac did a track for that one, didn't he? He did Ambient Bird Noise 17, I believe. It was a little bit before his popular stuff.
He did Harpsichord Concerto for when you pulled lever number 4.
Let me read Omega, and then Bob can read one more. As much as I hate the whole GTA thing, I'm actually looking forward to this game. It has an awesome premise. Beating up other kids in the school. Okay, Omega. And it should be pretty fun to pull a virtual atomic wedgie or some swirlies. Lord knows I did enough of that when I was in school. I should be a pro at it in a virtual school. And he's been listening to a lot of Lacuna Coil, so he gets bonus points.
Yeah. Did you read MacMans? I'm under 17, and I think this game is stupid. I deal with bullies enough at school. Bullies are people who have really bad problems at home and take it out at school. I don't want to play a game where I'm a character that gets abused.
This one's from Lazy Boy. I just had to read it because Ivan got his 2 cents in here. I probably won't buy it, but I will rent it. Taka Taka Woods, y'all! I don't know that I would purchase the game. I think if it is actually really fun and really cool and it's kind of open, high school GTA.
I would buy this game if it was based in the Simpsons world and you got to be Nelson. Tell your mom her cookies suck! You lock somebody in the locker and your points go up the longer they're trapped.
The whole bully thing, I think Rockstar's kind of survived on the GTA franchise for a very long time. I think it'll probably sell real well. I'm not planning on buying it. Next week's poll topic. We have some copies of Land of Legends. So what we're going to do is we're going to take some questions of the week. The best questions of the week will get a copy of Land of Legends for the PC. It's a 2D turn-based strategy.
By question of the week, you mean forum question?
Forum question. Poll topic. All right, so next week's poll question. Sticking with the Godfather theme and the fact that we're probably going to have an EA interview real soon about Godfather, Don Corleone wants to put a hit out on some classic video game character. Who would be the biggest risk to his family? Master Chief? Mario?
How do you even have Mario in there with Master Chief? If you're going to go with Nintendo, you'd have to put Samus.
You could do Samus. Sonic the Hedgehog. Duke Nukem.
Who's the guy from Half-Life 2?
Gordon Freeman. Kratos. Pac-Man.
Evil Otto.
Lara Croft.
Yeah, Pokemon.
Psyduck.
Psyduck.
Next topic.
Mailbag time.
Mailbag.
All right, this one's from Dan. Dan says, I have a CD burner. I want to burn CDs that play on my DVD player. If I burn the CD in S-video format, would I be able to play the file on my DVD player?
That's too technical, dude. Pick a different one.
Yeah, that's kind of beyond our scope of this show, to be honest. SVCD will work in certain DVD players, yes, but it has to support SVCDs. I'll try and email you back off the...
Offline?
Resident Evil Deadly Silence review. For starters, call me Cheesy Monkey Sandwich. My email gives away too much information. BillGates@Microsoft.com. All right, we'll use Cheesy Monkey Sandwich. Hi, guys. I'm here to do a review of Resident Evil Deadly Silence for the Nintendo DS. It is a reimagining of the original Resident Evil video game, or as some would say, a rehash. You're trapped in a creepy mansion with other members of the STARS Bravo team looking for the Alpha team and the same organization. Suddenly you find zombies and giant spiders are attacking you out the wazoo. There really isn't much else.
Zombies and monster are coming out of my...
Yes.
And then I have to fight them?
So you keep flushing and they won't go down. Play as either Lara Croft, Jill Valentine, or the harder to play Chris Redfield. They play a little differently.
Is he making this up or is this free?
No, for the Nintendo DS, they just took Resident Evil, the original one for the PlayStation, and they gave it a touchscreen. Classic mode reminds you of the good old days when the rising stock market wouldn't fall while watching Kevin Costner's career go down the proverbial pooper. It's nearly the same game it was on the PlayStation with the same tank-like movement and soap opera voiceovers. The shocks and jumps are lessened when the screen is not very big and the sound is accidentally turned down. Makes you want to pick up the insert essential item here, but the graphics are relatively unchanged. So they're the best 3D graphics on the DS, but yeah, they're not very good. Rebirth mode is new. It's trying to get rid of its second umbilical cord. It aids to the overall feel of the game, because you manage your items with your stylus. Woohoo! The puzzles are as retarded monkey levels, but the knife games are quite impressive. Instead of occasionally shooting the zombie in the other room, you're thrust into a first-person stabber.
That's a cool kind of game. What kind of game are you playing? I got this new FPS, first-person stabber.
Stab with a poke of the touchscreen and slice with a drawing a line quickly across the screen.
Or you can throw your knife at them by quickly whipping your DS across the room.
There's no Wi-Fi play. The multi-card play is very good. That's one thing I will say about Nintendo. I got Tetris DS, a full review will be coming, but you can play it. Only one copy of the game, multiple people can play it, which is really, really cool. Overall, Cheese Monkey Sandwich gives it an 8.0, so an 8 for Resident Evil for the DS. From what I've heard of it, I'm not really going to get it, so I'll just have to take your word for it there, Monkey Sandwich. This one is from Diego E. He says, hey, I don't want to take too much of your time because I know you have a lot of email. I wonder what software would you recommend to get DVDs that I have and rip them so I can play them on my PSP. Yes, my PSP. Thanks so much. Love the show. There are some things online. I'll have to try and post them in the show notes. Too detailed to get into over the show here, but basically what you want to do is you want to get PSP Video 9 and you want to get DVD Decryptor. Take your DVD and smush it down onto your PSP and it's much better because it's better on battery life. Mootsie!
Backpack.
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 Backpack. Backpack.
This one's from Mario. Mario says, I've been listening to the show since show one. I love what you guys have done to the podcast. Can I ask to add some extra questions to the developer interview that you guys interview? Number one, do you cater to the Linux market? An emerging game company might as well cater for the emerging desktop market, Fedora Ubuntu. Ubuntu! Ubuntu! I don't even know what Ubuntu is. Number two, how open slash happy are they about their files being shared around at LAN parties or P2P? Enjoy the media, even though it's a bit rough. Apparently he's given us media. This dude wants to... All these people email me asking, how do you make a podcast? I want to make a podcast.
You record a sound and put it on a website.
Matt Ramage says, hey, I just got Metroid Prime Hunters and I wanted to have more friends so that I could do the whole chat thing. My code is, are you ready for this? 463-924-104-690. I repeat, 463-924-104-690. Please don't send me your friend codes because that's probably the last one I'll ever read on air. That's all the mail we have.
Next topic.
So that was our show. Again, not a lot of news going down here in the pre-E3 section. Check out our show website, www.dreamstation.cc, for general gaming news, reviews, interviews, forums, and our show archive. If you want to email us, videogameshow@dreamstation.cc. Remember, we have the contest for the Land of Legends games. You have to send me poll questions for the forum question of the week, and I'll take the best ones, and you will get a copy of Land of Legends, a 2D strategy game for the PC. It's made by the dude that we had interviewed a couple shows back. I want to again say thank you for listening, especially to all of our new listeners. We will be back same time next week, barring any sickness or illness of the staff.
Or Armageddon.
The intro and outro music was something off of the new Cannibal Corpse CD entitled Kill. I will have that in the show notes there, and I emailed them. Hopefully they're okay with me using the music. Death metal, so it doesn't get a lot of exposure. So if you dig it, go buy it. Podcast Alley, if you want to vote, go for it. All right, well, thank you people for listening, and tune in next week. Seacrest out.
Bye.